wondering what time he would come. Oh my gosh. Wait. Fuck, he has no idea how excited I am. Honey, I'm coming. I'm coming. Just wait. Oh, finally you're here. Welcome home, honey. You have no idea how much I've missed and waited for you. Gosh, I can't believe that's only a week. Parang tagal-tagal kasi. Well, of course I know you've missed me too. So, how are your meetings? Yeah? Spill the goods and bads, please. I'm listening. Well, isn't that a good news? Come on, let's sit by the couch. Let me pour you some JD dahil alam kong pagod ka sa biyahe. Here, honey. Oh, you're welcome. About me, well, nothing's really new. I kept attending my baking classes, which I still suck on. Going to my yoga religiously and catched up with my girls over dinner. Basically, it's the same routine. Yep, you could say that. Everything's all good. Funny you've mentioned about Kuya Guard. I think he just left his post yesterday as he mentioned that he will be stationed somewhere else. The way he put it, it's like their company's policy for their post to be rotated every after 6 months. I know you like him. Plus, he's always been nice with everyone. Sabi na eh, he's your favorite guard. Oh, would you agree that he kinda looks like your brother? And he mentioned he's on his late 30s, like 38. Exactly what I told him. He looks fine for his age. No! Hindi ah. Wala akong crush kay Kuya Guard. I'm just saying, he looks good. Sige na nga. Maybe a little. Yeah. We got to chat a bit the other day. Come here, honey. Let me massage you. You look tired. And I'm sure you miss the way I touch you. Yeah? You have no idea how much I've missed making you feel good. So, why don't you just let me press those shoulders of yours? And give you kisses on your cheek. Your nape. And ears. Mm. Yes, hon. You're right. It's been lonely and horny this past few days. I've been watching a lot of porn lately. Which genre? Cuckolding. Yeah. It has always been our little fantasy, isn't it? And I know you've been trying to convince me into it, for some time. Even years now. Honestly, I have a little surprise story for you. But let me first take off your pants and your underwear. You have to be comfy and ready for this. You'll know. Sit back here and let me massage your legs. Here goes. It was raining hard 2 days ago, and I was caught up with my readings when I realized it was already 10 p.m. and I got hungry. So I thought of making some tinola, but wala na akong stock ng chili leaves. I headed downstairs to buy some at the supermarket, and Kuya Guard greeted me with his casual bola na blooming na naman daw ako. I know you've heard him a couple of times doing that, and you never called him out. Parang nag-e-enjoy ka pa nga pag naririnig mo si Kuya Guard na nilalandi ako. So I told him, he looks good as well. And then I thought to myself, sayang naman yung inuluto ko. It's perfect for the cold weather and it would be a shame not to share it with someone. You know how tasty my food are. Plus, I've been lonely. So I told Kuya Guard to just come upstairs after his shift and just ring the doorbell. Yep. He asked, where were you? And I told him that you're gone for a week and won't be coming in 2 days' time. Medyo naambunan ako pa uwi, so I had to change to my fancy through nighties. Nakalimutan ko that I invited someone at the unit, so when Kuya Guard rang the doorbell, I had no choice but to open the door with me just on my lingerie, with a little bit of nipples poking out and my legs flashing. Yep. I caught him trying to look away, but most of the time, I just caught him staring. You're getting all hard, honey. Can I massage your dick while I keep on telling my story? Yeah? I ask him to come straight to the dining table, as I'm almost done cooking. We shared a bit of a chit-chat and he was asking for you again. And that's when he thought that he'll be transferring his post. He also said that he was gonna miss us, and I've mentioned that I was lucky to have a chat with him, because, well, for us, it's just been really good, and he fucking looks good. Mr. Rap, if I may say. Yeah? Is this turning you on? We finished our dinner and I offered him my salad. I had to sit beside him so I could serve him properly. I was watching him eat and he started to lock his eyes on me. He was looking lustful. Sobrang manyak na ng tingin niya, han. His eyes were lurking from my face to my nipples, down to my legs. He was really turning me on. Gosh. So I asked if touching his legs would make him feel more lustful towards me. Why? Because I kinda low-key wanted him to eat me, so I had to seduce him more. Yeah. He said yes, so did I. I pressed his legs harder and started to grab his boner. Oh, honey, you're really enjoying this, don't you? Let me jack you off. Fuck. Oh, you're so hot, hon. He was done eating the salad and I asked him if he wanted to eat something else aside from the food I just fed him. He leaned forward to kiss me. His tongue got so wild and our saliva were just dripping. Ang sarap at ang bastos humalik ni Kuya Gardon. Sarap din ang dila niya. Bit my lips sa sobrang gigil. And then he asked me to sit on the table. He fondled and sucked my tits. Parang ang tagal na niyang hindi nakasuso. Sarap na sarap siya, han. Then I asked him to take off my panties and go down on my pussy. Mas masarap pa yung kain niya sa pussy ko than the way he ate the actual dessert eh. Yeah. Ang ginawa ko? Wala ako na umuulan, han. Then, I had to confess to him that I was fantasizing about him tasting me and eating me. And now I got that fantasy come true. Alam kong fantasy mo yun. At gusto mo din yun. Oh boy. He ate me some more and started to finger fuck my pussy. Fuck. I remember how good it felt. I came on his tongue and his fingers. Then we got back to kissing. Let me spit on your cock, hon. Sobrang tigas mo na. I'll jack you up some more. Huh? I ask him to take off his pants so I can start to blow him. Yes. I commanded him and he obliged. And he's got the dirtiest dick I've blown. I almost thought it wouldn't fit my mouth, baby. I started to fuck my mouth slow. I then abruptly started to fuck my throat. Oh, yes, honey. Oh, you got that right. Leogard fucked my throat. I almost cried. Oh, God, you're really turning me on, hun. Yes. I fucking love you, too. He was close to coming when he said and asked me to lay on the table. He said he will just rub the tip of his stick to my pussy. Oh, fuck. I made him promise, I swear. Oh, fuck. Sabi nga ikikis-kis nga lang. He kept on rubbing. Then he started to tease my hoe with his head. Nilibog na ako nun, hon. And I miss having a dick fill my pussy. Gosh, I was already wet. I kept on telling him to stop teasing my hole as I didn't agree to it. Sabi ko, Kuya, huwag sa butas. And I just kept on moaning from the pleasure of rubbing and teasing. Yes, honey. Fucking moan for me. You love my hands, don't you? Sabi ko pa ulit. Sige pa, kuya. Ikis-kis mo pa. I was saying lines to keep him rubbing my clit, but not too much and teasing my hole, as it was really driving me crazy. He kept on promising not to tease my hole, but he also kept on doing it. Sabi ko, kuya, wag po. Sabi ko, huwag sa butas. Until he was able to control himself and slid his cock through my hole. Yes, hon. Kuya fucked my hole. Kuya fucked my pussy so good. It was hard and thick and it felt really good. Yeah, I didn't last long when he started to play with my clit. I kept on kissing the fucking too. He kept on mentioning how tight my pussy was. It's set up, the setup, Sean. Yes, hon. Mumul ka lang. Pareho kayong masarap umungulat kumantot ni kuya. Oh, fuck you, hon. I love you too. I came on his cock as he continues to thrust his dick to make him come. He asked if I was a slut for letting him fuck me. I said yes. Fuck, sabi ko puta niyo ko. Yes, honey. Puta mo ko. Puta niyo ko ni Kuya Guard. Oh, God. I was not able to handle myself sa sarap. I got lost in his dick. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know you will love it. Fuck, my eyes were rolling when he was about to come. He pulled out and came to my belly and we get to kiss one last time. Yes, honey. You want to fucking come to my mouth now? Yeah? Let me swallow you. Oh, yes. Honey. Got me. You're coming? Thank you for loving my story, hon. I knew you would enjoy it. Let me clean this up and let's go grab dinner. Yeah. It's nice to have you home.